Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Prayer to be Brave Like Jesus by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. If the world hated you, keep in mind that it hated me first. John 15:18. Most of our fears come from the enemy. He loves to instill fear into us, so we'll stay stuck, unable to move forward in the promises God has for us. Satan wants us to be unable to live out our calling. For our enemy roams the earth, prowling around like a roaring lion, just seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. It takes bravery to recognize your fears and continue moving where God's leading you. Jesus was brave. He had to face adversity, accusation, and affliction as he shared the truth of the gospel. He left his family to spread the good news of the kingdom of God. He was brave when everyone around him hated him, leaving him and betraying him. Today's Bible verse reminds us that we will be hated as we are set apart and chosen, Deuteronomy 14:2, and as we're called to be his disciples. But Jesus shows us what bravery looks like. We can persevere through our fears and the attacks of the enemy and opposition from anyone who hates us and denies us, just as Jesus persevered. 1 John 4:4 encourages with the truth of, "Greater is he who is in me than he who is of the world." The world may hate us. The world may spit on us for our faith, judge us for our values, and criticize us for our decision in following Christ. But we know that a man in the flesh, our Savior, was brave enough to walk this earth before us, and the same spirit he had, we have inside us. So we too can be brave like Jesus. Let's step out, perhaps with fear on every corner, but trusting that God has gone before us. We can follow in his footsteps and be brave just as he was. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for leaving us with the Bible, which is God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16, directly by you. Thank you that we have countless stories to read in the Bible of Jesus being brave. Thank you for sending your Son, who led the way as our greatest example of what it means to advance the kingdom, even if we're hated for it. We ask that you would give us courage to step out in faith in what you've called us to do. We ask that you would encourage us along this journey of being a chosen disciple for you. We ask that when those around us question us or discourage us, that you would give us confidence in you. Remind us that our strength comes from you, and your power is made perfect in our weakness. That when we are weak, we are made strong through you. 2 Corinthians 12:9. We need you, and we can't do this without you. Thank you that we don't have to be strong, because that's your job. Our job is to rely on your strength to get us from one task to the next. We ask for your guidance and direction, and thank you for everlasting provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.